This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush said on Wednesday they are paying special attention to putting together evidence for prosecutors in the mosque killings, which left 50 people dead and many others wounded.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
The police commissioner said more charges will be filed against the alleged gunman, who so far has been charged with one count of murder. Meantime, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Wednesday her country will honor the victims of the Christchurch terror attacks on Friday with a moment of silence and a call to prayer. Ardern also said discussions have taken place for a memorial service, which will be held in Christchurch at a later date. Authorities in the Netherlands are investigating terror as a possible motive behind a shooting on a transit train that left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht. Police arrested a 37-year-old Turkish-born man several hours after Monday's shooting. The suspect is expected to make his first court appearance on Thursday. In addition to the main suspect, two other people have been detained, but authorities have not detailed their possible roles in the attack. Gun violence in Utrecht is rare, as it is across the Netherlands. The South Sudan National Revenue Authority is threatening to publicly shame government and bank officials who steal tax revenue. A spokesman for the authority said corrupt bank officials and tax officials are steering a significant amount of money into their private accounts, some allegedly with the help of certain bank operators. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.